Good afternoon. I am Michael Kairon and I welcome you to Inside SCOM. Inside SCOM is a program presented by the Student Christian Organization of Malawi, SCOM. The aim of the program is to present a biblical perspective on matters that affect young people, more especially students. Today, we go back to the teaching on life after college that Engineer Virumbiko Mumba presented at the 2014 SCOM UCS Conference. We'll also hear a lot more about what's happening in SCOM, so please don't change the dial. But before we start, I invite Kev, featuring Mr. Gray and Zigo, to give us a track titled Bethsaida.
Yeah, Yesu anandipeza monyasi, kunditila chigresi, kundisambisa mwazi. Yesu anandipeza pa Bethsaida, diyalule mpasa ndisiye Beth Masaida. Manga posa mira, pira ndamuka kamira, sindi wopalo zunji pululu ngati chingamira. Sini ngaso chere Yesu njira mandi chingamira, maundizi yanga nire, osa mandi chingamira. Tambesera, moyo wanga ndi umponi, sindiri mbana zo sala, tinventiri pa mishoni ngati paka. Amati konda betiri mumesi, na itana mfana utima kumaposa magesi mesa. Jiri mchimo Yesu anadipeza. Firabe, buda ndizo yipa kuma anadifirabe. Somo za ndipemba ni kuyenda mumalemba. Kofisi bawa ndi chapa za kango wa yuda ndisa simba.
Mule ni chisama, dina mwini moya. Muna ndipeza ndiri foka. Mule ni chisama, dina mwini moya. Nadi ya lula mpasa tuke.
Chito samantiani malalika ni mitambo. Akulu wakulu mosi mila moto ndambo. Ndikala kuisa manti weluza ni mwambo. Mbusa wa oso chela wa masie bambu.
Mule ni chisama, dinu mwini moya. Muna ndipeza ndiri foka. Mule ni chisama, dinu mwini moya. Nadia lula mpasa tuke.
You're listening to Inside SCOM.
Ndichingozi kufaya chechi mwachizolo wezi moyo wosa senta lero kulapa mawazo mwezi koma zosezi ndi chape poto moto ngati Yesu yosangati chape wa moyo kasupezi matengera chisomo weka sunga ziyerezi nchito zako zabwino sizinga kupulu muse 2018 ndi malize ndi mate yudalira Yesu wampavu wachirisa ndi mate you care.
Mule ni chisama, dinu mwini moya. Muna ndipeza ndiri foka. Mule ni chisama, dinu mwini moya. Nati ya lula mpasa tuka.
That's a song titled Bethsaida, done by Kev, featuring Mr. Gray and Zigo, coming your way on Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi. And today you are with me, Michael Kairon. Now I invite Virumbiko Mumba to share more on life after college.
Tonight I've been tasked to speak about life at college and life after college. Amen. I wanted to focus much on planning, preparing for life after college. I'll read one simple verse that each one of us knows. But I want us to look at it from another angle, from another perspective. Amen. Matthew 6:33. We know it by heart, huh? But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness. And all these things shall be what? Added unto you. When we are in college and when we are outside college, from my own personal experience, I have seen that the lives are totally different. Actually, what you plan for is never what you live after college. Amen. And that is almost 90% of my friends I've spoken to. It's like whatever we planned when at college is not what we are living after college. I'll give an example. I never thought I'll be outside Malawi. I'm very patriotic. I've got political interest. I said, no, I never go to Malawi. I'll be in Malawi. I'm not living what I planned to live when I was in college. What I was praying for as a student, kneeling down and fasting before God, going up the mountain, Soji, praying to God, is not what I am living today. Totally different. But it's not that it's a sin. It happens. But first, let me tackle a few points about life at college. I believe all of you are SCOM members. You have got a SCOM program each and every week, isn't it? Others meet on Wednesdays, others on Thursdays. You've got prayer groups, prayer sessions, intercessions. Suddenly go to church. Some of you are in praise team, you're in leadership. Everything is made for each and every person. As a result, sometimes you are forced to do something because it's made for you. You don't want to do something. You don't want to go to SCOM meeting or to a prayer group. But because of the program and that everyone is attending, you are forced because of Jiguru, isn't it? When you're at college, the life is similar to plastic. When it's on fire, it melts. When it's cold, it solidifies. So I used to call that plastic Christianity. And it's difficult to see the genuine and the plastic Christianity when you're at college. The only time you see the genuine Christians is after college. In college, it's too difficult because everything is made for you. No matter how many times you speak per second, we have seen it out there that is totally different. To see a SCOM chairperson drunk, you say, this guy was a SCOM chairperson in college, but he's totally drunk out there. I'm speaking of what I've seen, not what I've heard, but what I've what? Seen. What I'm saying is, when you're in college, the life is more plastic. It's more plastic because everything is made for you. And you mind that chikuruguru, chibrumutira. You just move blindly because everyone is doing it. But when you go out there, it's when now the real test comes that you need to survive and stand. I'll speak much about my personal experience. When I was in second year, I started planning for my life after college. While living in college. As Christians, what we are doing now, we are preparing for a life in heaven. While living on earth. But you prepare for your life after college while at college. Are we together? I said to myself, I'll start preparing my life after college this year, in second year, after my brother Dufuane spoke to me about the bads and the goods of life after college. I said, every Thursday, I'll be praying and fasting for my life after college. So from second year to final year, every Thursday, I was praying and fasting for my life after college. Once in a while, I'd go up the mountain having night of prayers alone, praying for my life after college. Now, if you don't prepare while at college, it will be a challenge when you are outside college. And now, guess what happens? When I finished my degree, my first job, the day I was writing exams in October, I remember 27 October 2006, the guy was outside waiting for me. Had already found a job to be at Mwanza. Now I went to Mwanza. We are doing some roads, Tambani, Neno, Tambani, Neno, those roads. Then I was in the bush, all by myself. There's no SCOM, no brothers whom I was with at college. I was just alone, right like an island. Now there's no one seeing me. There's no one to push me. If I want to fast, it has to be what? Myself. If I want to go to church, no one will push me to go to church. If I want to pray, no one will push me to pray. But you still have to pray and go to church. Now think of it. You are in college, you are with everyone, and now you are sent somewhere in Neno. You are alone there. Or you are in Tambani, teaching there. You are alone there. There's no one, not even friends from other colleges, but you are all alone. No one to see you. That's why when I was praying, I was saying, the vultures out there, the devil and his vultures, they are already out there waiting for you to finish your college. Their mouths are open, wide open. And it's easy to walk into their mouths. They can't even hunt you. It's very easy to just walk into their mouths because they are waiting at the doorstep. We've seen brothers, strong brothers, tongue talkers, 10 tongues per second, changing wives just a year or two after college. Those were people who could say, these are demon devourers. When demons see them, they will run away. Why? It's because we do not plan for life after college. What? In college. Now, my emphasis on life after college to you people is, whether first year or second year or third year or fourth year, it's not too late to start planning for your life after college. It's an investment. I used to tell my wife when I'm in college at Pole, we were together, I said, when you are praying now for our future, it's like you are fixing money in the bank, fixed deposit. It will mature when we are what? Out there. I said to myself, when I finish, I'll work for 2 years. The third year, I'll go to Johannesburg, buy machinery, I'll be a full-time contractor in Malawi. And by 10 years, I'll be the biggest contractor in Malawi. That was my dream. Now it's almost 9 years. I'm not a contractor yet. But that was my dream, that I'll be in Malawi, I'll be farming, doing my engineering, farming. And by the age of 35, I'll be a full-time mliska. That was my dream. I'll be a full-time pastor by the age of 35. By that time, I'd have made a lot of money and I'd have, no, contractor, I'm doing my business here, I'm pastoring, I'll be a big man. That was my dream. That was my dream. But it never came to that. Amen. Now, life after college, I was speaking about dreams. You dream a lot, I'll do this, I'll do that, and I'll do this and that. When I graduated, now, because of the allowances I was receiving and being a board member of the university council, I had some monies. So when I started working, I went into farming. I did all of those things. I did butchery, kumanza, mapambuzi, kumakulisa, did a lot of stuff. Hey, mananchesi, kumanza, kujamakara, those nanches, you know, mandalena. I would buy a truckload, kukusajani, kuplantai. All in all, to get money and start my own what? Company. But every time I did business, I was making a loss. Where did things go wrong? When I was praying to God, going up the mountain, fasting, I was praying, that was my line of prayer. Amen. But God had his own plans. That's why I always tell people that when God was creating you, he had a purpose for your life. You need to kneel down before God and try to find out what is your purpose for life. Otherwise, you'll be living a prayer, a life that is not in line with what God wants you to do in life. Amen. Are we together on the purpose of life? Now, you need to say God's first. God, what is my purpose for life? When I was praying and fasting for those years, going up the mountain, I had the script. Ambuye, hey, this is what I want. Please, I want this. This is what I want, but let your will what? Be done. I urge you to be open with God, the way you are open with your Father. God, what is it you had in your mind when you are creating me? And I want to live that thing. I want to live that thing. When you're out there, it is you now who makes a program for yourself. Now, to decide on which days to fast, because I say, if a month goes, two goes, three goes, without fasting as a Christian, then something's wrong. One trick I've realized, if you are out there, you need to be at a church where you can be recognized and your talents can be easily practiced. Where you can be easily active in the what? Things of God. Where you can be part and parcel of the people of God out there working on the issues of God and serving God in His service. I said to myself, when I go out there, I will work with SCOM. That was my first and foremost. I knew God through what? SCOM. I learned leadership through what? SCOM. I learned almost everything I'm sharing with you now through what? SCOM. So I said, the first and foremost ministry I'll be involved with apart from my church is what? SCOM. And I thank God, God has kept my prayer, has answered my prayer, that ever since I've been out of college, I've been attached to SCOM at all times. Be attached to a ministry, and SCOM is one of the most important ones, because they've been part and parcel of what? Scone. And at the church, choose churches. Any church is fine, it's good, but as long as you are able to show your talents, what God has blessed you with, whether it's teaching, whether it's preaching, whether it's singing, you need to continue that out there. Don't be dormant. I always tell people, I was not born again to be a hand clapper. I became born again to be a partaker in the work of God. God says, you know, some people say, we are servants of God. I normally say, Corinthians says, we are co-workers. Amen. So I say, no, I'm not a servant of God. I'm a co-worker with God. Because Corinthians says, we are co-workers in his what? In his field. So I don't get born again to become a hand clapper or a cheerleader. I became born again to be having an impact on the kingdom of God. We normally say, my mission in this world, and this should be our mission, PHPH, plundering hell, populating what? Heaven. When you graduate, people are after instant blessings, instant growth, instant what? Riches. There are times when you are out there as a child of God, when you'll be faced with a situation that compromises your what? Your Christian faith and work. And you say, here I am. They want me to steal this money. And here I am. The Bible says, thou shalt not what? Steal. I've seen the good by eye. I'm just doing these figures. Nothing more than that. You start qualifying sin to something else. Where is a real life? This I'm talking about real life situations. And you'll be faced with that. Those are the vultures waiting to devour the children of God when you what? Graduate. Now, by seeking instant worth, people end up indulging themselves in wrong material things. Sometimes when it happens, we start qualifying the blessings that come through the other way. You say, Ambuye Satani? Maybe God has answered me. Sometimes the devil can answer your prayer and you think it's God. Be careful. You need to be very, it requires discernment from God. It requires dedication to God and really seeking the face of God. Because when you're praying so much and you're anxious and you're desperate, in your desperation, it's when the devil comes. So when you seek something, when you pray for something out there, do not be desperate. Take it easy and be still. Because if you're desperate, the devil will come in and answer your prayer, and you think it's God who has what? Answered your prayer. And you come in and just find church. Oh, God has answered my prayer. I prayed for this and I got it. Yet it's the devil. And when you pray every day for your future, pray against the vultures that are waiting for you out there to devour you. Amen.
That's the voice of Vitumiko Mumba, who is sharing more on life after college. I hope you have learned some lessons.
Hello, my name is Dr. Anthony Malunga, and you are listening to Inside SCOM.
It's now time for What's Happening in SCOM.
Hello, my name is Tamingulu, and I work with SCOM as the Resource Mobilization Officer. I have a couple of updates for you for the next few months, starting with this month, March. SCOM Secretariat in Chidindi is offering part-time classes to Form 2s and Form 4s. And for anyone who is interested or has got a person who they know would be interested, I would ask them to give a call or a text, write a text to this number, 099-23-111-99. I'll say it again, 099-23-111-99 for more information. Secondly, there is May coming up. Well, SCOM dedicated May to be a generosity month. It's a month in which we give out, we appreciate what God has done through SCOM, and this is through giving mostly. You can give anything, but mostly we're looking for resources. And this year we are aiming to raise 10 million Malawi Kwacha, and this money is going to be used to visit schools in remote areas, and this is across the country. So if you have a school that you know needs a visitation from SCOM, you know, I would really appreciate that you share with us on that one. So the aim is to go evangelize and empower. We are committed to reaching out to students and impacting the society, and that's what we want to do. And that will start the next academic year in September. That's when we'll be visiting these schools. So you can offer to give out fuel or transport, whether it's cars or anything. We really appreciate, as long as we're able to meet that target. And lastly, the last update I have for you is membership cards. Do you know that SCOM is a membership organization? Well, you have to subscribe to SCOM through membership cards every year to be recognized as a SCOM member. I know some of us, we call ourselves as SCOM members, but if we don't have cards, SCOM does not recognize us as members. So every zone, every branch, every associate, and every student, whether it's in secondary or in college, you are asked to subscribe each and every year. Yes, of course, the adjustments for this year. We ask you to reach out to your chairpersons, whether it's your treasurers, or you can reach out to your training secretaries in your various regions to know more about this. Otherwise, have Blessed Sunday.
Finally, SCOM has organized Easter conferences across the nation and will be conducted in the closing week of the second term, which falls between 10 to 13 April 2025. And the theme for all these conferences is pressing on towards the goal. Here is a list of the venues hosting the conferences. In Misuku, at Misuku CDSS. In Chitipa, at Chitipa Secondary School. In Halile, at Wenya Secondary School. In Karonga, at Karonga CDSS. In Kirumba, at Kirumba Secondary School. In Livingstonia, at Livingstonia Technical College. In Rumpi, at Smeda Lodge. In Ekwendeni, at Ekwendeni CDSS. In Mperembe, at Mperembe CDSS. In Eutini, at Eutini Secondary School. In Mbangweni, at Robert Lowe Secondary School. In Jenda, at Isab CDSS. In Maulau, at Luelezi CDSS. In Mzimba, at Mzimba Secondary School. In Mzuzu, at Mzuzu Government Secondary School. In Nkadabe, at Nkadabe Secondary School. And in Likoma, at Kizumu CDSS. Those are the venues for the 2025 SCOM Easter Conferences in the Northern Region. Now in the Central Region, in Nkotakota, it will be at Nkotakota Secondary School. In Nchisi, at Mbomba Secondary School. In Kasungu, at Chayamba Secondary School. In Mchinji, at Mchinji Teachers Training College. In Lilongwe, there are three venues, which are Children of the Nations, Nazarene Theological College, and Bunda Christian Academy. In Deza, at Ombwe Secondary School, and in Salima, at Chipoka Secondary School. Whilst in the Eastern Region, the 2025 SCOM Easter Conferences will be held as follows. In Incheu, at Incheu Secondary School. In Balaka, at Najitime Secondary School. In Majinga, at Majinga Secondary School. In Mangoji, at Malawi College Officials. In Zomba, there are two venues, Mlunguzi Secondary School, as well as Masongola Secondary School. Whilst in Palombe, it will be at Palombe Teachers Training College. In the Southern Region, the 2025 SCOM Easter Conferences will be held as follows. In Mulanje, at Mulanje Secondary School. In Cholo, at Lucheza Secondary School. In Blantyre, there are two venues, Blantyre Secondary School, as well as Ame Secondary School. In Mwanza, at Mwanza Secondary School. In Neno, at Chiwale Secondary School. And for Chikwawa and in Sanje, it will be at Chikwawa Secondary Schools. We'll give you these details so that you can participate by supporting students to attend these conferences, praying for the conferences, and where possible, make yourself available during these conferences. For more information on the charges and the actual dates, you can visit the SCOM Facebook page, which is details I'll give you shortly. That update brings us to the end of this week's edition of Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi. For questions, feedback, or if you want to share your testimony, music, or SCOM updates, our number is 0881-775. The number again is 0881-775-483. You can also find out more about SCOM or download a copy of this edition on our website, which is www.scommalawi.org. Remember to like our Facebook page, SCOM, Student Christian Organization of Malawi, and the page link is www.facebook.com/scom.mw. There you'll be able to get more updates about SCOM. until next Sunday, 1:30 in the afternoon, when we bring to you another episode of Inside SCOM. Keep on listening to TWR. Today, you are with me, Michael Kaito.
SCOM! Jesus loves you. Yesu